quick question. How many calls, texts, or messages does your business miss every week? Nights, weekends, busy days. That's lost money. Create Assistance helps businesses fix that problem using AI employees that answer calls, respond to texts, book appointments, and follow up with leads 24/7 automatically. No extra staff, no complicated software. Everything runs inside one simple command center that replaces scattered tools, missed follow-ups, and manual busy work. Whether you're a service business, office, or multi-location company, Create Assistance keeps your business responsive, organized, and running even when you're off the clock. Stop letting leads slip through the cracks. Visit createassistance.ai to book a free call. Or you can call or text 515-500-2224. Again, that's 515-500-2224. We look forward to hearing from you.
Live from San Francisco on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network, you are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with your hosts, Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi.
Are you ready? Are you ready?
Let's get it on!
How's it going, everybody? Brian Alvarez here on Wrestling Observer Live. We are here every day, Monday through Friday, noon Pacific, 3 Eastern, Sunday, 3 Pacific, 6 Eastern, Saturday mornings with Jim Valley, 10 a.m. Pacific, 1 Eastern, Sundays with Andrew Zarian. And yes, it is Wednesday here on the show. You know what that means? We got a lot to talk about. Tonight's Dynamite. And still two matches announced for the show. They've had these out for a week. And nothing new added as of today, best as I can tell. So we'll tell you what's going on with Dynamite here tonight. We've also got NXT from last night. It was the follow-up to the Great American Bash, and we'll tell you what happened on the show. And we won't give spoilers, but we've also got next week's lineup because they taped the show for next week. So we'll tell you what's coming up on July 7th. And then we have a lot of news, everything from an update on Ken Patera, who apparently recently broke his neck in the gym. We'll give you an update on him. A bunch of comings and goings. Mike Santana, Enzo and Cass. We got an update on Hijo del Vikingo, who apparently was injured. I guess at the SmackDown tapings on Monday. We'll tell you about that. Tony Khan announced that Revolution is moving earlier. I could go on about that one for hours. And then we've got all of the rest of the news as well. Filthy Tom will be joining us here today. He was at Produce on Monday. Can tell us a little bit about that. We got the NXT TV report as well. So plenty of stuff to get into here today. If you want to text us, 425-780-7566. That is 425-780-7566. FRW online at gmail.com. Oh, hey, Jiminy Christmas. You want to say hi?
I just want to know.
How did you sneak in? Just say, let's go to the break.
Well,
Observer Live.
I need to get.
RV, and you got an automatic discount from Progressive by bundling it with your home or auto insurance. That's great, but a serious word of warning every RVer should heed. You don't need to talk about things like dry weight or dump stations. And you don't need one of those expensive water filter straws either. Because the most extreme thing most RVers encounter is a campsite without hookups. So just enjoy yourself and Progressive's automatic discount when you bundle your RV, boat, or motorcycle with your home or auto insurance. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Not available in all states or situations.
Right now, you can switch from cable television to satellite television for free. That's right, we're offering free equipment, free installation, plus get a free $100 prepaid Visa card. Call the satellite TV hotline right now. Make the switch from cable to satellite television and expand your viewing horizon. On top of free installation, for a limited time, we're offering a fixed price guarantee. With satellite TV, you'll save money over your expensive cable bill. Plus, get access to hundreds of channels. And when you call right now, you can also ask about our seniors and military military discounts. So make the switch to satellite TV right now. Everybody gets free installation, free equipment, plus a $100 prepaid Visa card. Call right now and you can switch to satellite TV and be watching everything you wanted to within the next week. And remember, installation's free, so call right now. 800-696-2871. 800-696-2871. 800-696-2871. That's 800-696-2871.
Do you have diabetes? I'm sure you've seen the television commercials on the new CGM devices from all the top brands and how well they can help you manage your diabetes. Do you have the latest and newest in diabetes technology? The Diabetes Solution Center carries most of the top brands, and the great news is your insurance may cover most of the cost. Call our special CGM hotline today, and our friendly representatives will help see if you qualify. You could get a new CGM from the top brands at little or no cost to you. Make living with diabetes easier. You are just one free phone call away to learn if your insurance covers the cost. So make this free call today to the Diabetes Solution Center and learn for free how to get your new continuous glucose monitor.
800-520-8629. 800-520-8629. 800-520-8629. That's 800-520-8629.
This summer, the honey pepper pimento chicken sandwich and pineapple dragon fruit and Sprite are back at Chick-fil-A.
Girl, it's back. We've been waiting. I love that honey pepper pimento sandwich.
And that pineapple dragon fruit and Sprite is everything. It's got that razzle-dazzle that makes you stop and say, okay, wait a minute.
I love the creaminess of the pimento cheese. It's savory. It's bold. It's flavorful.
Our faves are back. High five, girl.
Which fan favorite will you choose? Real customers paid for their testimonials.
You are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
I knew that kid was going to run in, and she did it so stealthily I didn't even see her till she was right there. That was a first.
You're well, like the NXT refs.
God. No, I actually was legitimately distracted, unlike those idiots. We'll get into that later.
Wow.
I mean, come on. What do we, how was produce on Monday?
I had the time of my life, actually. And it's not like I did anything except sit there and watch pro wrestling alongside Walker Stewart, one of the best commentators on the planet. Maybe the best.
He might be, actually.
Yeah. He had to deal with me as his color man in the booth. But for 4 hours, screw you. But for 4 hours,
I've done it with you. Like, I'm at least experienced in this. It's not like I'm just talking out of my buttocks. But anyway, go ahead. 4 hours.
You know what? Pretty soon you are going to be talking out of your buttocks, because next time I get my hands on you or anywhere near you, I'm gonna choke you.
Yeah.
So you're gonna be breathing out of your anus.
I've heard
nerd.
That before.
Yeah. Okay. I had a great time sitting alongside Walker Stewart for 4 hours, calling Produce Wrestling at the Pioneer Works. This was a wrestling show, but it was also an art show in many ways. A musical performances, I should say, by Abel Ferrara, who's a acclaimed director of films. And it was a who's who of independent wrestling. There were stars from AEW, TNA, WWID, all over the place, all over the world. They came to the Pioneer Works. And you could watch it. You could find the replay on myaew.com. You could use code PRODUCEFILTHY if you want $40 off. And you could get all of these shows for the summer pass, which I believe is 5 or 6 shows for a total of $50. But in the main event, Jonathan Gresham defeated Fuminori Abe. So we had the Octopus take on the Astronaut. And it was as hard-hitting and technical as you would imagine. John Gresham pulled out the win, and in the next show, Produce 2, Taiga Style, produced by Lee Moriarty, the first ever official Orange Crush artist and produce wrestler, I guess you could say. Lee Moriarty will defend the ROH Pure Championship in the main event against Jonathan Gresham to decide who indeed is the greatest ROH Pure Champion of all time.
Well, we'll, I'm sure, talk to Adam about that as the next show's coming up. And glad you had a great time, Tom.
I sure did.
I'm always happy when you have a great time.
Yeah.
I am.
That's it.
Okay. I do want to mention Ken Patera, because this is
serious
news.
You know what I enjoyed? Sorry. Sorry to cut you off.
Yes.
One of my favorite parts of the show was seeing Dark Sheik powerbomb Nixie XS through the mat on the pre-show. So you go back and
through the mat?
Well, pretty much.
Wow.
Deserved it.
Dude, I'm the one that got buried last week, not you. I should be celebrating this. You got off easy. She put your shirt over. And then you apparently wore it during commentary again. Is that like your one shirt now? It's going to be like Dave in his tie-dye sweatshirt.
It's the only shirt I own.
It's the only shirt I ever wear.
Yeah, it's the only one I've ever put on. I don't have no other shirts. Take a look at me. I'm not wearing that shirt. What a dumb question.
No, you wore the shirt during commentary. Is that like
you asked me, is that the only shirt you wear?
How would you get out of here, you idiot? Pro wrestling and legend and former Olympian Ken Patera recovering from a serious injury. So apparently his Steve Stasiak of Book Pro Wrestlers noted that Ken Patera recently had a fall at the gym, resulted in his C1 being broken, a broken neck.
He had
back surgery 2.5 years ago. Had been making great progress on his health, returned to the gym, dropped a significant amount of weight. He's in his 80s now. And send thoughts and prayers to my buddy, he requested. So don't really have an update other than that. But all the best to Ken Patera, who he's out there in the gym, still in the gym. Hopefully he can get back in there after he gets his neck issues. I'm not sure about like the severity of C1 versus... I mean, obviously, it's a bad news to have your neck broken, but hopefully he's doing okay. So that's the update on Ken Patera. Wanted to get that out there. You remember Ken Patera?
Not vividly. I mean, he was mostly before my time, but I'm familiar with his exploits as a strength athlete, right? Former Olympian. In weightlifting?
He was a former Olympian, 72 Olympics, accomplished strongman, and he was the second ever WWE, or WWF, I guess it would be, Intercontinental Champion. You know what that means? That means he's the first man to ever legitimately win that title.
That is true.
Yep, so he can take that to the bank. Ken Patera, first man to ever win, legitimately win, the Intercontinental title. All right, we got a lot of, I guess we should talk about Dynamite here because it's tonight. And we have two matches announced for the show, which we've had for a week. Didn't announce anything other than that after the pay-per-view that I'm aware of. MJF and Mark Briscoe for the AEW title is the opener. That's the opening match. And we've also got the Survival of the Fittest for the AEW TBS title. Harley Cameron, Chris Statlander, Hikaru Shida, Queen Aminata, Persephone, and Micah is the match. The winner of that will be the new TBS champion. And that'll be a long match. I don't know how long, but it's an elimination-style match, so it's going to be there for a while. So I presume they'll have some other matches here on the show. But it is in San Diego tonight. 3,300 tickets distributed. Which is much better than last week. The last time they ran this venue was 2023, and they did 5,400. So down about 2,000 from a couple of years ago. So, like, it's the same story we've been telling for a while, you know. The AEW pay-per-views, they sell out quickly, and big crowds, and they still continue to struggle with television. When they go on the road, it's tough selling tickets.
Tough for me to call who's going to win this match, Brian.
The Survival of the Fittest?
Yeah. Who do you think?
For the TBS title?
Yeah. I mean, it's pretty good loaded lineup, I would say. I mean, even, I would say, the most, the least credible of the wrestlers, I guess, would be Harley Cameron, but they've even set her up recently, I think, you know, pretty well.
I think she's more credible than Queen Aminata.
Well, in some ways, yes, and in some ways, no, I would think.
I mean, Aminata's...
I mean, Micah's probably not known to the crowd whatsoever, but she's awesome.
Well, if I know Tony, the winner of this match will be Chris Statlander.
You do know Tony.
I know. He could throw a curveball. He could throw a curveball. But I would guess probably Statlander's going to end up winning this TBS title. We shall see. Mick Foley is no longer under any contractual ties to WWE. His Legends deal has expired. He did tell fans that if he does signings, he will still sign WWE merchandise. You know, some wrestlers won't do that. And he's now with AEW. And I would not be surprised, actually, if he were on the show tonight. So, I guess we'll find out. But he's coming, and I think he's going to be on TV pretty regularly.
Somebody sent me a picture of him last week at Santa's Village in New Hampshire.
Yeah?
I don't know if he was up there doing a signing or what. But
well, I think he does a lot of Santa stuff.
Well, yeah, so he's on the road still all the time.
Dude, this guy, no joke.
330 days.
He had some incredibly crazy schedule last year. Obviously, it wasn't wrestling, but still, it was like 300-something days on the road last year. That's wild.
I mean, that takes its toll on you regardless. As you get older and older, it gets harder and harder to travel.
It sure does.
Sitting down for hours at... I mean, he's a massive man, too.
He's lost weight, though.
Yeah, but he's still...
He's still a big dude. Still a big dude. All right, back in a moment. We'll get this show on the road. Observer Live.
Want to add a boost to your sex life this weekend? Do you want to make your partner and yourself happy? Then call our special hotline now. We'll sell you those little pills that work below the belt for less than $1 a pill and deliver your package in a few days, just in time for the weekend. Our pill delivers almost the same results as expensive pills for less than a dollar a piece, and you don't need a prescription. And ask about their buy three, get three free offer. What are you waiting for? Boost your sex life and have a great time now. Less than a dollar a pill, discreet delivery in a few days, and a buy three, get three free offer? Dial this number and save it now.
800-245-2751. 800-245-2751. 800-245-2751. That's 800-245-2751. Paid for by the pharmacy shop.
Every champion has a team behind them. And for thousands of families without insurance, Christ Clinic is that team. At Christ Clinic in Katy, Texas, they provide high-quality, faith-based health care to people who can't afford it, because everyone deserves a shot at health, no matter their income or insurance status. Their doctors, volunteers, their mission, rooted in compassion, their impact, over 10,000 patient visits every year and growing. But they can't do it without help from fans like you. If you ever cheered for a comeback story, this is your chance to be a part of one. Donate today at ChristClinicKaty.org and help them keep the doors open for those who need it most. One gift can be the difference between surviving and thriving. Christ Clinic in Katy, where health meets hope and faith goes to work. That's Christ Clinic Katy, spelled KATY.org. Team up with them today.
My fellow Americans, let the message ring out that from this day forward, when you buy American, you buy the best. Handcrafted. Something premium. Something pure. For this is the very essence of what our servicemen and women gave their lives to protect. And by God, we shall not allow their sacrifice to be forgotten. It's time to show the world just how great American can be. And we will not wait for tomorrow to come. We will stand here, this moment, together. And we will start today. Don't ever forget how great it is to be American.
celebrate responsibly.
You are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
Back in the show, Brian Alvarez here, Wrestling Observer Live. Filthy is joining us here today. We'll talk about NXT here in a minute, but a couple of news notes, comings and goings. Mike Santana is likely heading to WWE very soon. Seems to have finished up at Slammiversary when he lost a TNA title to old Nick Nemeth. Nick Nemeth, our main man, Tom. He's the new TNA champion.
He's also the old TNA champion.
That's true. He's been champion many times. But Santana probably heading to WWE. Enzo and Cass are likely heading to WWE as well. And I would not be the least bit surprised if they debuted in a couple of weeks at that Madison Square Garden show, because that place would go wild.
That's a Saturday night's main event.
Yeah.
I believe. With Danhausen.
Danhausen and the Knicks. That's when he's going to get his jersey back.
I mean, who's he wrestling? JD or Dom?
Yeah, it's JD. Yeah, it's him and JD. Yeah. Yeah, it's amazing. We're doing this bizarre thing on the Brian and Vinny show where we went back.
You try?
No. We went back to... we were going to watch four straight weeks of 2014 NXT. I'm going to mute this idiot. We were going to do four straight weeks of 2014 NXT, but then I thought, why don't we do a 2014 and then the next week of 2015, and then the next week of 2016, and then the next week of 2017. So we can see how much NXT changes over the course of a year without having to, like, watch 6 years worth of this, you know, disaster. And the show we watched last night, you'll never guess who appeared on the show. Enzo and Cass.
Oh.
Came out and did the whole catchphrase, and I was like, oh my God, I'm about to see this here in 2026 in about 3 weeks. It was also the debut of Becky Lynch. Do you remember the debut of Becky Lynch?
When she probably did a jig?
Man, they had her come out in all green. She was a little leprechaun. She had to do the river dance. I was like, oh my God, I don't even remember this. I blocked this out of my mind. It was astounding to see.
Was Leo Kruger on the show?
I think he was on this show. Or he was on the show we watched last week. But I've seen Leo Kruger.
He was one of my favorites because he was just a ripoff of Kraven the Hunter.
I think he was on last week. And then he became Adam Rose, right?
Yes.
Yes. Oh, Leo Kruger. Man, we've seen a lot on those NXT shows. We saw was it Bull Dempsey?
Yeah.
Bull Dempsey's debut. Do you know who he wrestled in his debut on NXT?
I don't know. Vader's son?
One half of the legendary multi-time tag team champions of the New Day. He faced Xavier Woods and squashed him. I was like, what? Oh, lordy, lordy. But anyway, Enzo and Cass should be debuting again here very soon. Probably any time. We've got this by Tony Khan. He announced yesterday that AEW Redemption is going to be starting an hour earlier. Of course, you know what I thought immediately.
He didn't say it's going to end an hour earlier.
Exactly. I think everyone's thinking the show's going to end an hour earlier. I expect the show to go just as long. It's going to start an hour earlier and go to 1:30 Eastern again. So we'll see what happens, but that's what he's claiming. And, you know, as much as, like, I think part of the issue with me talking about long shows is because a lot of people, they only care about themselves. And so it's like, okay, I don't care if the show's long. Like, who cares? Why are you complaining about it? Do you guys realize that at the not this show, but the previous show? What was the previous AEW pay-per-view before Forbidden Door? What was it called? Anybody remember which one it was? It was Double or Nothing, I think. But anyway, You realize
Great
that
Balls of Fire.
That show went, yeah, it was Double or Nothing. That show went so long that they shut down public transportation, and thousands of people were stranded. And, you know, I saw, like, you know, some people were complaining about this when it happened. And, of course, the people that are selfish and care only about themselves are like, have you never heard of Uber?
Well, I've got another angle, Brian, after you're done with this.
Okay. So you think that there's, like, thousands and thousands of available Uber drivers doing absolutely nothing to all come and just pick up the thousands of people stranded? I'll tell you something. That doesn't happen. Because I lived it in that 2019 WrestleMania where it was like the same issue. Like the show went like really long. I didn't get home till 4:30 a.m. in the pouring rain because of that. So anyway, yeah. If you want to just think about yourself, that's cool. But like, people have jobs. People want to take public transportation. People need to get up early in the morning. People have kids. So, like, these late shows, they suck. End earlier. Yes, Tom.
Yeah, I saw a lot of subhuman cretin nerds online also saying things like, you guys don't watch movies? If you get tired, you just shut it off and watch it later. You guys don't do that with TV shows? Well, here's the thing. When I go to watch a movie, first of all, I check to see how long that movie is going to be. It's not open-ended. It's not, oh, it could be 4 hours. It could be 6 hours, depending on how long we want to stretch it out. No, you know exactly how much time you're going when you, or how much time you're getting when you walk into it. The second thing is, it's a movie or a TV show. It's not going to be another 3 hours in two more days and then another hour or two after that that you need to continuously catch up on. No, people don't have the time to pause a 6 hour show and then watch some of it later because 2 days later, you're expected to watch 3 more hours of wrestling. And yes, the people who do that, well, wrestling is their entire lives. We are probably on the upper end of people who have to do that. And it's too much.
And
damn it.
The other thing is like, all
I don't even have time. You know what's this weekend? Kirk Pinar, the world's oldest, the longest running sports event in the world. 660 plus years of Turkish oil wrestling. And I am not caught up on it because of damn pro wrestling shows.
What I was going to say was that all wrestling fans complain about is spoilers. I don't want it spoiled for me. So you're telling me that you think that a great plan by AEW is to run a show so long that you have to go to sleep, wake up the next day to watch the top 3 matches, somehow not get them spoiled. You know, don't look at your phone the moment you wake up or anything like that. You got to watch it the next day when all everyone's going to do is just talk about. Anyway, just end your show earlier. Just do a 3.5 hour show. It's not that hard. Just do a 3.5 hour show. Start it at a regular hour. End it a decent hour. And, like, it's great. And you know what? You'll have more for later. You leave people wanting more. You could have taken some of those matches and actually put them on Dynamite, and then you'd have a lineup instead of what we have now, which is, we got 2 matches. So it's going to be more people on the show? I don't know. Is Kenny Omega going to be there? I don't know. Is MJF? He will be, I guess. But, I mean, other than MJF and Mark Briscoe, I have no idea if any other male wrestler is going to be on this show. No idea. Now, on another topic here, Elva Kingo. This poor guy.
Yeah,
hurt again.
I guess I misunderstand this story. I read, and of course it was online, that he got hurt practicing before the show with EK Prosper. But
is that what apparently happened?
That's what I saw, but
well, here's what I know. So there was a SmackDown taping on Monday, and Vikingo wrestled, and we heard nothing about him being hurt in that match. So, if he is hurt, then he must have gotten hurt, apparently working out before the EK Prosper match. And so, they did a phantom knee injury, which probably means he hurt his knee again. And he was out of the show. And they ended up doing Keanu Carver and EK Prosper again.
Yeah, he was injured going over the match.
Wow.
As reported by Russell Puris.
Well, you know,
is that
you should.
Are those real people?
Back in the day, man, you got in the ring before your match, ridiculed. Jiminy Christmas.
You don't see me doing it, do you? I don't even know I'm going to be in the matches anymore. You just volunteer me.
I didn't get into the ring before the match we had last weekend. I hadn't been in the ring in 3 years. Going over spots. But seriously, all the best to El Vikingo. Hopefully he did not seriously injure his knee again. But yeah, we'll talk about them doing EK Prosper and Keanu Carver again. This is just, it's astounding to me. This whole Keanu Carver thing.
Well, it's even more astounding because Booker T was back on commentary, and I don't think he's caught up on the past few weeks of the show.
He had no idea what was going on.
No. He's screaming about why isn't Keanu Carver getting a title shot, and it's like, because he hasn't won a damn thing. He got pinned last week. Stone told him to win some matches. He didn't.
Well, then Vic, I don't even think Vic remembered it was last week. He's just like, EK's beaten him before. Like, at some point in the distant past. I'm like, it was last week, dude. We just watched this match last week, and we're getting it again. And I thought for sure they were going to 50-50, and they didn't. Now I'm even more baffled. I'm flabbergasted by this whole thing. So anyway, we'll talk about it when we come back, everybody. Observer Live.
I'm holding in my hand the American Silver Eagle Dollar. It's a beautiful piece of American history, and it's 1 ounce of silver. Originally minted in 1986, these coins are a beautiful classic piece of American history, and they're a great investment you should add to your portfolio. The beauty of silver is that however much you have available to invest, silver is affordable and easy to acquire, with one coin costing around $30. So, if you choose to invest a few thousand in silver, you can get quite a bit for your money. And you'll have a tangible asset that you can hold, one you can be proud to own. Claim your piece of American history with American Silver Eagle Dollars. Call the Silver Hotline right now.
800-620-1624. 800-620-1624. 800-620-1624. That's 800-620-1624.
I am an American veteran. I'm proud to have served this country. Helping veterans is something all Americans can participate in, and it's as simple as donating an old car that you have sitting around. When you call the Veteran Car Donation Program, they'll explain how their program works, and then arrange a time they can come and pick up your vehicle for free. Running or not, it doesn't matter. They take cars, trucks, motorcycles, or vans. As a veteran, show your support by donating your car and get a tax deduction in the process. Call the Veteran Car Donation Program right now. They'll come and pick your car up for free, and you'll get a tax deduction in the process. Call the number we're about to give you right now. Thank you, and God bless America.
800-887-1097. 800-887-1097. 800-887-1097. That's 800-887-1097.
Proceeds support Heroes on the Water.
Lower your car payment today. Lower your car payment today. Yes, you heard us right. You can lower your car payment right now by making this free call and save up to $1,400 a year on your current car payments. Think about your current car payment right now. What's that costing you per year? Now think about what it would be like to put an extra $1,400 back in your pocket. That's the average savings our customers experience. We can help you drive the same car and pay less every month by lowering your car payment's interest rate to as low as 4.67%. At Rate Genius, we can work with you to refinance any car payment. If you qualify, it costs you nothing to find out how you can lower your car payment. To learn more, call this number right now.
800-832-2816. 800-832-2816. 800-832-2816.
That's 800-832-2816.
You are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
So we should mention very quickly that we were talking a couple days ago about how WWE, head-to-head with All In, is going to be doing a six-hour frickin' block of AAA followed by NXT. And we just got the ratings for the Night of Champions show on the CW. And freaking died, dude. Actually, I don't have it here.
It was like 300.
It was like, it was horrible.
Like 371, maybe. Yeah.
On the CW.
Okay, yeah, but what does the CW normally do in that time slot? That's what we really need to be taking a look at. I have no clue.
Well, I'm sure it's fine for them, but...
Well, Sunday night ratings, I have no clue how that works. I mean, obviously no one has any clue how the ratings work anymore, but at least I would know, like, okay, this is a relatively good number on a Monday or a Wednesday as opposed to Sunday. I got no clue.
397,000 and a 0.07. I mean, I'm sure it's probably fine for a Sunday night or afternoon or whatever it was, but, like, That's basically almost half of what watches an NXT television show. And this was billed as like a big NXT PLE. So anyway, good luck with that this August. Knock it out. All right, let's do this.
All right, we have NXT on the CW. And after a video package showing what transpired at the Great American Bash on Sunday.
Hey, can I put that over, by the way? I didn't see the Great American Bash. And by the time that probably two-minute video package is over, dude, I had no questions whatsoever what happened on that show. None. Excellent video package. Why is this so hard? Anything? All right.
Kendall Gray opened the show. Well, because they probably don't have enough people doing the work. They probably, you know, are cost-cutting on that end. There you go. So she said she's more nervous talking to the people than she is competing in the ring. And she was so used to winning in amateur sports that when she got to NXT and lost, she had to deal with the self-doubt that comes along with it. But she proved herself to be worthy of being a champion. She said she looked at Lola Vice across the desk from her last week when they did that sit-down interview and thought, that's what a champion looks like, in a nice dress, high heels. But that's not her. And she's not going to be comfortable dressing up like a Barbie. She's always going to be nervous as hell when she's talking to the fans. And she can't promise that every time she talks, she will sound like a champion. But when the bell rings, she is going to wrestle like a champion. And
dude, I thought she was great.
This was so much better than the face-to-face with Lola last week. It felt like in some ways, a course correction away from whatever scripted verbiage they had.
What a course correction. Just let her be herself.
Yeah, let her talk about her accolades. Let her talk about, you know, the self-doubt. I mean, think about that. She has self-doubt because she always won, right? Like, people could actually understand that, I think, you know? Kind of. Me, I can understand that, I guess.
What are you talking about?
Us winners.
Yeah, that's about it.
Maybe you're not one of them.
But what are you talking about? Don't make me bust out my gymnastics medals here again. Go ahead.
Ren Sinclair then brought out a two-layer cake for the two champions of the Ren QCC. Ren is getting wackier and wackier with
Dude,
her facial expressions
Ren
every
and
week.
Kendall, like, they need to be called up to the main roster as an act. If they break these two up...
If Ren is an act.
And I know they're going to screw this up because it's NXT. You break these two up like you're out of your mind. They are perfect together. They're the greatest.
Kalani Jordan interrupts them. Tatum Paxley attacks her from the crowd because Kalani went after her over the weekend. And Ren and Kendall fed each other cake to end the segment. Welcome to NXT.
They had their cake and they ate it too. Don't see that every day.
They put up a graphic. Usually that is what happens. Usually you don't just throw it out or smash somebody with it. Usually eat it.
What are you talking about? In wrestling, no one ever gets their cake and eats it, too.
Well, you know what? There's a world outside of wrestling, as you mentioned.
We're watching a wrestling show. Anyway.
They put up a graphic for Vikingo defending the AAA Latin American title against EK Prosper. Then they cut to the back where Keanu Carver had laid out Vikingo so that Prosper can't get a title match. Then they did some wacky segment with Zarya, Izzy, and Lizzie Rain.
Ugh. There's a line later. Go ahead.
Stone made Kalani Jordan versus Tatum and Carver versus EK Prosper for later tonight. We had Galeno, no longer Del Mall, and El Hijo del Dr. Wagner Jr. take on the Vanity Project for the NXT tag titles. There was a quick double team early on by the heel champions. This allowed them to get the heat on Wagner Jr. Galeno got the hot tag, crushed Smokes and Baylor.
What
got
distracted. In God's name was this finish?
It was horrific.
Oh, my God.
Actually, you want to know? Wait till I get to my notes, please. Okay. There was a double team. It was actually a sweet double kick, double drop kick spine buster by the champions. A double team splash then by the challengers. So Wagner gets on Galeno del Mall's, Galeno's shoulders. They walk towards Baylor, and Wagner comes off with a splash. Then he immediately starts selling his stomach. He can't make the cover. Galeno's like, hey, make the cover. Pushes him on top. Then Smokes rushes them. One of the guys rushes him. Galeno backdrops him into the pin.
Into his own brother.
To break his own pinfall attempt.
What the hell?
Then on the outside, Drake like hits Wagner in between the eyes. Galeno's outside the ring. He misses a charge. And Vanity Project hit the reverse DDT double stomp finish to get the win. My notes say this was fine, but the finish kind of sucked. In fact, it was putrid.
It was hideous. It was terrible. Hideous.
One of the worst. Did they screw it up? Actually scripted?
I watch these sometimes, and I just think you guys came up with that. I'll cover you. Backdrop the guy on what? It wasn't the heel backdropping babyface onto another babyface. The babyface backdropped the heel to break up the other babyface's pin. What?
And the whole time,
Booker, you know, we're gonna end up stealing that.
It's a great spot for us. I mean, if they're breaking up Galeno and Dr. Wagner, or if they're gonna reveal that they're not actually brothers.
Yeah, but it would make sense if I backdrop Chase onto you to screw up our own pin. That's something we'd do. But, these guys are supposed to be good. I don't know.
Oh, my God. Birthright and OTM want tag title shots. Shawn Legacy showed up, but Dorian Van Dukes wasn't with him. Dark State showed up. Romeo and Gnome wanted tag title shots.
Oh, just move on. It's too many words.
Jackson Drake took on Mason Rook. Booker T's phone goes off while he's at the commentary booth.
Oh, my God.
They do an inset.
Okay, hold
FaceTime.
I got to explain this. They're doing Mason Rook versus Jackson Drake. It's like a good match. And then we hear brrr, brrr,
over the loudspeaker.
I'm like, what the hell's going on?
In the arena.
And then Vic is like, Booker, is that your phone? And Booker goes, let me take the call right now. I'm like, we're in the middle of a match, dude. So as he takes the call, we not only hear it over the PA, but there's video as well. And it's Cam Mason saying, I'm 61% cleared. I'll be back soon to get my revenge. And this is so stupid that you got to go watch this, because Booker freaking loses it. He starts laughing so hard at how stupid this is. He can't even get a word out. And Vic is like, how is this going over the production? It was so stupid. And there's not even a reason for it, except to interrupt what was otherwise a good match. I'm losing my voice.
No, otherwise, no. Because there was a major issue with this match now that I look at the finish. Just like I look at the finish of that last match. Are you kidding me? What was this? There was Michael Lockwood distracting the ref. One of the guys, Smokes, gets in the ring.
Yeah.
The ref sees this. He sees Mason Rook gorilla press him onto Baylor on the floor. Then there's sort of a backstabber by Jackson Drake. He makes the cover. Michael Lockwood grabs Rook's leg in front of the ref and holds it down, and the ref counts to three.
You know, Mason Rook showed up. He showed up, and he was going right for the world title. And they had him in. They had a number one contenders match, and he didn't win. But they were like, you know, he might still. Now he's out there losing to Jackson Drake. Then we've got Keanu Carver, who they keep pushing as a guy who should be going for the title, he keeps losing. It's like, is anyone who's going to go for the world title going to actually win? Evil, you know, he lost in the world title match. And then he just missed the guy again. Did you see him missed Tony D?
Yes.
You did? Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
Major part of the show.
Okay. I missed it.
Stone told Callie Armstrong he just can't hand out title shots. She goes, why not? He had no answer.
Yeah.
He's just like, actions speak louder than words. You told Keanu Carver not to go beating people up, that he needs to win some matches. What the hell is going on? This Stone.
Oh, yeah.
EK Prosper and Keanu Carver had a rematch.
That's another very good match.
It was, but what?
I'll tell you exactly what's going on.
Tank runs out. He bodies Keanu Carver into the boards. EK Prosper hits a running knee. Big moonsault. He gets the win. Yeah, you know what they're going to do. Keanu Carver is going to be the champion in about 6 months is what's going to happen. Probably before then.
I think that they have just decided, you know what? We're going to prove we would have done it right with Javon. So we're going to make EK the new Javon, but he's going to win all his matches. And it's like, first off, he's not Javon. And second off, you already messed up. You're like, you're already incompetent. Like, you can't fix this. And you're beating Keanu Carver every week, even though, like, you're telling us he's going to be in the world title picture. I don't know what's going on. But they had two good matches 2 weeks in a row, so good for those two.
Yeah, I actually, you know, Keanu Carver, I didn't, like, think much of him in his first few appearances, but...
Oh, man, he's gotten...
He's not bad, yeah.
Yeah.
I don't know if he's just gotten a lot better or if
like, I don't know.
He was that good before, but...
He's miles beyond, like, your Omos and your... who's that other guy from LFG? Remember that guy?
See BJ Ray?
No, the other guy. Keanu's much better.
Jada Parker took on Carmen Petrovic before
missed this. Don't skip over this segment. Kendall goes to Stone, and she goes, I want Callie. And, or maybe, I don't know who she wanted.
Yes.
Yeah. So Stone says, no, Callie's got to earn it. So next week, he says, I got a number one contenders match for the women's North American title. I was like,
right.
Wait a second. Hold on. What does that have to do with the other thing?
I love it. He mentions it, and then Kendall goes, wow, that is a good match.
So he goes, okay, you know, Callie has to earn a match against you, so I'm going to just book a different match with different people for a different belt. And then the way he threw out these names, he goes, it's going to be a four-way number one contenders match for the women's North American title with Izzy Dame, Lizzie Rain, Thea Hale, and Layla Diggs. I started laughing so hard to hear those four names all in sequence. These are such NXT names. Izzy Dame, Lizzie Rain, Thea Hale, and Layla Diggs. It's like, oh, my God.
Special guest ref Dick Minster.
God, they should be. God. Then Natty walks in and like, she wants a title shot. And
he gives it to her.
Yeah, Stone's like, you won one match. Let's do it.
I can't just hand out title shots.
And Natty
goes, for you, Natty.
Kendall goes, yeah, that'll be interesting.
Jada Parker then basically squashed Carmen Petrovic.
Yes.
Tony D came out with half a face.
Yeah.
He said he's done with Naraku. He walked to the back. He was not done with Naraku. Naraku misted him in the face, hit him with a chair, gave him an STO.
That's what happened.
Yeah, he lied to us. They are not done.
All right, hold the main event for after the break, Observer Live.
It's more than a rebellion. When your teen is slipping into drugs or alcohol, when social media and pornography consume their time and their mind, when depression and even suicidal thoughts cast a shadow over your home, as a parent, you feel powerless. There is hope. At Turnabout Ranch, troubled teens step away from the chaos and into a clarity of nature on a working cattle ranch. Care for horses, learn responsibility, build trust, and rediscover purpose. It isn't theory, it's real work. Real therapy, real healing. Families from across the country have found transformation right here, just when they thought hope was gone. If your teen is struggling with addiction, harmful online behaviors, even weight management, call right now and get the help you all need.
800-219-2494. 800-219-2494. 800-219-2494. That's 800-219-2494.
Sometimes life changes, and the house you once loved becomes a burden. Too many repairs, too many memories, too much to handle on your own. If you'd like to sell your home fast, we can help at the Home Buyers Hotline. We can help you sell your home as is. No cleaning, no showings, and there are absolutely no hidden fees or real estate commissions. We'll pay you a fair price for your home in cash. Whether you're downsizing, handling an estate, or just ready for peace of mind, call us. We'll help you walk away from your problem property in no time at all and get you the cash in your bank account with little hassles. If you'd like to sell your home fast, as is, we can help at the Home Buyers Hotline.
Call Want to Sell Your Home now for a free quote to sell your home in any condition. Call 800-950-3143. 800-950-3143. That's 800-950-3143.
Listen up, guys. Are you experiencing any of the following? Fatigue, less drive, poor performance? If so, you may be one of the nearly 30 million men in the U.S. today dealing with ED. But did you know you don't have to pay hundreds for a prescription anymore? And you don't have to deal with the hassle of seeing the doctor or the embarrassment of going to the pharmacy for a certain pill. Now, with one free call, you can find out how Herbal Virility Max can help you feel like a man again. For over a decade, Herbal Virility Max has helped guys just like you put a smile back on their face with improved performance and drive. Call today and ask about our buy one, get one free offer.
800-690-8223. 800-690-8223. 800-690-8223. That's 800-690-8223.
You are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
All right, the main event, Tom.
Yeah, Kendall Gray took on Tatum Paxley. Callie Armstrong laid out. This was not Kendall Gray and Tatum Paxley. It was Tatum Paxley and Kalani Jordan.
But
brother. Kendall Gray was
Kendall
out
on
there.
Commentary.
Well, for a little bit, she got laid out by Callie Armstrong. Tatum missed a spin wheel kick in the corner. Kalani got the heat. Tatum made her come back, went for the cemetery drive. Kalani got out. She went for a pain thriller. Tatum tried to counter it, I think. It looked like they both died. Then Kalani hit the pain thriller for real, a split-legged moonsault, and got the win. But the bigger story was that afterwards, Tatum was attacked by one of the most talked-about women in wrestling. But they couldn't say her name, and no one knew who she was. But it was Nikki Blackheart, so in NXT, we have gone from having the incoming stars being the big names on the independents to now being the upcoming prospects who have potential. And not a bad show, but it just left me thinking they need some veterans at the top. You know, like a John Gresham somebody.
He would be great at the top. Yeah, one of the most talked about women in the industry today, he said, and no one had any idea who she was. It's Nikki Blackheart, and apparently the I guess whatever her new name is going to be, some of the trademarks, it's not done yet, and so they couldn't call her anything. And so she's expected to have a name probably by this time next week. But right now she doesn't have one. She's just one of the most talked about women in the industry today. Nikki Blackheart. Got an update on the front page about who she is. Talked about it about a month ago. They're obviously very high on her, not even going to Evolve, just straight to NXT television. All right, we got to wrap it up, everybody. I want to thank you all for listening here today. Tom will be back tomorrow, and I'll be back later on tonight with Dave, Wrestling Observer Radio, as well as After Dark, 2 Pacific, 5 Eastern. A lot to get into today. We'll talk to you next time, Wrestling Observer Live.